And there is a sense in which all of us, I think, could be a little bit more content. No matter our battles, we got a lot of blessings. And Paul said, I've learned the secret of being content in any and every circumstance, whether I have a little or a lot. I've learned how to be content. Yet the same guy who said that also said, I press toward the mark for the prize. And what I'm trying to discern in this text and in my life is the balance between contentment and complacency. Because on one hand, I want to say, really? You're cramped? Really? Your ancestors had to put up with Pharaoh's whip and you can't deal with close quarters? Really? But on the other hand, I get it. Because when Moses assigned the land, there were only 32,000 of them. Now there's 52,000. They've outgrown the space that was assigned to them. I want to speak to you about growing pains. Growing pains. I feel the spirit of Kirk Cameron coming upon me. I want to speak about growing pains. There aren't many preachers that can put a Drake reference and a Kirk Cameron reference in the same sermon from the book of Joshua in an obscure passage in the 17th chapter. Breakout. Breakout. That's what was happening. As their blessing was breaking out, their world was closing in. And God will often use discomfort to move you into your destiny. It's possible that the people of Joseph were not griping as much as they were growing. This shoe doesn't fit anymore. And as one church growth expert said, the shoe should never tell the foot how big it can get. And they've come to a point, and maybe you've been at this point, and maybe this is why you've been restless, and maybe this is why you've been tossing and turning, and maybe this is why, while you appreciate your life, you sense that there might be something more, and there's got to be something more, and where you started is not where you want to stay, because perhaps you have outgrown yesterday's blessing. Can I preach about this? Because you come to a point sometimes where what was handed down to you can't hold you anymore, and it's time to believe God for something more. Do I have anybody in the church today who's believing God for something more in your life? In other words, I don't want to settle where I started. I want God to use me more. I want God to speak to me in deeper ways. I don't want to live off the same five Bible verses that I knew when I was 12. I want God to speak to me in hidden places. I want greater insight. I want greater effectiveness. I want a greater sense of purpose. If you're with me, shout more. Shout it again. Say more. God is not intimidated by your requests for more. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. If God didn't want to give you more, he'd have killed you and taken you home already. Shout more. I'm sorry I holler when I preach, Joel. I know I should keep a very steady tone and stay down here in a conversational manner. But when I think about what God has in front of us, and when I consider the promise that it's always more than what's behind me, I feel like it's time for somebody to break out of tight spaces and break out of straitjackets and break out of confinement. Shout more! Okay. And they say to Joshua, well, we say to God, you should have given us more land. Observe the text. I want to teach it correctly because it says that, why have you given us only one allotment? Allotment. 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 What you have allotted to me doesn't feel like a lot, because I feel like I was meant for more. I want some more.
And Joshua, I like him because he does not rebuke them for their ambition, but he reminds them of their possession. He says, okay, if it's like that, if you want more, I just saw you on your feet. You're standing up and shouting, screaming about it at some campuses. I see you asking me. I see you asking me for more opportunities. I see you asking me for more. Okay. All right. Well, if you want more, touch somebody, say, if you want more, if you are so numerous, and if the place where you are, where you done set up, if it's too small for you, and if you're breaking out, because there will come a time in your life, oh, I got to stay on this point for a minute, where the people that you were positioned with yesterday and the mentalities that they represent will not be an adequate support system for where God is taking you. And what's happening in, as you're growing into your inheritance, you're growing out of your past. And when you start outgrowing it, you've got to shed some stuff. You got to shed some ways of thinking. Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I understood like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things because I'm growing into it. Don't somebody say, I'm too grown. God wants to wake you up to realize that there are some things that you are too grown for. They are not you anymore. I'm too grown to be bitter. I'm too grown to be negative. I'm too grown to be cynical. I'm too grown to be lazy. I'm too grown to hang around people who are believing for everything. I'm outgrowing it. Too grown. I can't stay here. I'm too grown. I can't stay here. I'm too grown. Now, do not pervert my message and leave your husband over what I just preached. If I were irresponsible, I would stop the message right here and give you a license to leave whatever you think is limiting you. But what Joshua does, he does something very wise, very astute. It shows his experience. It shows his enlightenment. He points out the limiting factors. The limiting factors. When the people approached Joshua, they mentioned these Canaanites, more specifically the Rephites, who are larger in appearance than the Israelites, but not greater in power. I just said a whole lot. I don't think you caught it. They were larger in appearance, but they were not greater in power. What I said about the Rephites, I'm also saying about whatever stands against you today, is that it may be larger in appearance, but it is not. Not if you have the Spirit of God, which is a deposit. Ephesians 1, 13 and 14, guaranteeing our inheritance, reminding us of our possession. The unlimited Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. But there's Canaanites in the forest. There's walkers in the forest. Help me, Daryl. There's walkers. We would push out more, but we'll push out more. It's a lot, Joshua. It's a lot against us. It's a lot. I mean, in 42 years, I've been like this. I'm not really going to expect improvement. Joshua reveals the real limitation. He said, if you are so numerous, 15, and if the hill country of Ephraim is too small for you, if you're beginning to sense that there is more for your life than you are currently experiencing, go up into the forest, because that's within your property line too. But see, you haven't been able to see the full lot. You've been missing
the forest, you are reading my mind, for the trees. I can tell you've been listening to me preach for years when you can call me out like that. You're missing the lot for the little. And you assume that all there is to you is what you can see. And you are limiting yourself based on what your dad accomplished. But part of what your dad accomplished was so that his ceiling could become your floor. Jesus said, if I go to the Father, greater works will you do in my name. I need to slow down. He said, clear it. This is strange to me. They're complaining about enemies, but Joshua doesn't tell them to defeat their enemies. He tells them to clear their land. Clear it, and its farthest limits will be yours. Clear it. See, there's two parts of your property. There's the part that you're living on, and there's the part that's wooded, and you haven't ever gone into that part because you're scared of what's in there. But the moment you become more convinced about what's in you than you are afraid of what's against you, you're about to push the limits of what's possible for your life. I don't know how you can sit down while I'm preaching like this. I feel like God's coming through with a chainsaw today and clearing out limitations.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.